From North State Public Radio, I'm Claudia Brancart with your headlines for Friday, November 7th. Voter turnout in Butte County was high for Tuesday's special election on Proposition 50. That's according to clerk recorder Keaton Denley. As of yesterday, 54% of registered voters in the county had been counted as casting a ballot. Denley says that's a strong number for a special election.
We're talking about that's what we get in a presidential primary. Anybody in the community knows that voters were passionate about this one. This was an important election, not only for the state of California, but for the country. Voters really wanted to get out there and have their voices be heard, so that's good.
He says the county's all-time turnout in a special election was 63%. That was for the governor recall in 2021. Ballots are still being counted. As of now, preliminary results show that 54% of residents voted no on Prop 50, and 46% voted yes. Also, voters in Shasta County turned out in lower than usual numbers to Tuesday's election, according to preliminary data. There, they overwhelmingly voted against Prop 50, and Redding voters look like they've rejected a proposed sales tax increase. It was the first election run by the county's new registrar of voters, Clint Curtis. NSPR's Alex Stutson spoke with Annalise Pierce, managing editor of Shasta Scout, about how the election went.
Results did come in pretty clearly, which is somewhat unusual to have early results showing such clear outcomes, but not unexpectedly, folks voted against Proposition 50 pretty strongly, but it's, of course, still passed at the state level. And in Reading, Measure A was also declined by the voters of the city. That was the 1% sales tax that would have helped to provide money for unmet needs, including roads and parks and public safety.
This was not the first time that there was a sales tax increase measure in the city, correct?
Yeah, you know, we've repeatedly seen efforts to pass new sales taxes, both across the county and also in the city of Reading. They are routinely denied by voters. I think the contrast between everybody wants more services, but doesn't want more taxes. And I think there's this additional concern within the city of Reading. There's just sort of a vague distrust, I would say, of city leadership in general, including both elected city leaders and top staffers, which just translated from those I talked to into a feeling of like, why should I give the city more money to spend when I'm not sure I trust how they're spending it now?
You said that a lot of voters in Shasta County voted against Proposition 50. Can you talk about how that issue played out in the county and kind of what a lot of residents' thoughts are on that issue?
This is a really big deal for Shasta County across California, which, as we know, is broadly liberal. Proposition 50 is viewed as a way to push back on national movements, you know, what's happening in Texas and sort of overall what's happening with the Trump administration's actions. But here in the North State, you know, this would very clearly disenfranchise voters because it would sort of move majority of votes towards a more Democratic or more liberal constituency. And so there was a very strong reaction here in Shasta, with quite a few people just feeling very strongly that, you know, they want to ensure that they maintain representation locally to the North State. Of course, there are people here who support Prop 50 as well. And those are, you know, individuals who are strongly reactive to the Trump administration, the people we've seen protesting at the No Kings protests, which have drawn thousands over the last couple of months at individual events. So there is, there are both sides here in the North State, but overall the community wants to keep representation more local.
There's been a lot of scrutiny on the way that elections are run in the county, especially with the county's new registrar of voters. How did that play out last night?
Clint Curtis is our newest registrar. This was his very first time running an election anywhere. Curtis has put some new procedures in place. Most notably, from what we saw yesterday was his decision to no longer use electronic poll books and move instead to paper rosters to check in voters. The switch back to paper rosters yesterday was a significant problem from the poll workers that we spoke to across the county. They reported wait times for voters. In some cases, we have reports of voters actually leaving the polls without voting due to wait times on the hotlines, because when voters are checked in via this paper roster system, in a number of cases, the poll worker has to actually call a hotline at the main election office to ensure that it's clear that they're voting with a specific kind of ballot so that they can't vote twice. And that used to be a process that was sort of happening behind the scenes through the electronic poll books just by pushing a specific button. But now, without those electronic poll books, poll workers were having to make hotline calls over and over again throughout the day. And again, as I said, in some cases with wait times, the wait times we were hearing were not hugely long. We were hearing from 5 minutes up to 10, 12, 15 minutes. But this was enough, like I said, to cause some voters to leave the polls, according to reports from poll workers directly to Shasta Scout. Last night, I spoke with Assistant Registrar Turner and Registrar Curtis about these concerns. They showed me the call center where the hotline calls were coming in. There were four people answering the phones, and the phones were ringing constantly. They did not have surge capacity, Turner told me, to increase the number of people, but he said that he didn't feel there was any problems. He didn't believe there were any actual issues at the polls with voter access. That contradicts what poll workers told us.
That was Shasta Scout Managing Editor Annalise Pierce speaking with NSPR's Alex Stetson. In other news, Yuba County is telling residents on CalFresh their benefits this month are delayed because of the federal government shutdown. Existing benefits already loaded onto EBT cards can still be used. Residents should get partial benefits by the end of next week. Free food is available at the Yuba Sutter Food Bank. Yuba County also says a continued shutdown will put CalWORKs at risk. The program gives cash aid to eligible families each month to pay for housing and food. Additionally, a Red Bluff man was assaulted while staging a solo protest downtown. NSPR's Ken Duvall reports.
Oliver Hernandez was standing on a downtown corner holding an anti-Trump sign when a man came out of a nearby coffee shop, crossed the street, and struck him several times in the head last week. According to reporting by KRCR, the attacker also destroyed Hernandez's sign and the American flag he was carrying. The assault left Hernandez with a concussion, two cranial bleeds, and a torn ear. Red Bluff police say a witness confirmed the account and an investigation is underway. Hernandez is a regular protester. He says his sign includes an expletive, but is protected speech under the First Amendment. He says he's been confronted before, but never violently. Red Bluff police are asking additional witnesses to come forward. For NSPR News, I'm Ken DeBall.
Additionally, should California utility companies like PG&E be allowed to have private, undisclosed meetings with state regulators? One California congressman says no and has introduced legislation to ban the practice. The California Report's Mari Bolaños has more.
Central Valley Representative Josh Harder, who authored the bill, says this lack of transparency is one of the reasons for rising consumer costs.
There should absolutely not be any opportunity for a regulator to meet with the monopoly that they regulate without the public having any idea of what's on the agenda. So bringing the public into this conversation is one of the most important things we can do to lower rates over the long term.
The law would require the California Public Utilities Commission to make all interactions with utilities it regulates publicly available online. According to PG&E, current rules already say it has to disclose details of every meeting with state regulators on topics that impact rates.
The California Report's Mari Bolaños. Harder is also the author of a separate piece of legislation that would limit utility companies to only one rate hike a year. And those were your headlines for Friday, November 7th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, visit our website at mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Claudia Brancart.